You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is going to be a great conversation, a wonderful event, one that I've been to several times. It's so well done. I'm so excited about talking about it. Can't believe we haven't featured them on the show before. Shame on us, but I'm looking forward to it.
Shame on us. This is going to be a fun conversation about a really fun upcoming event.
And for all you men listening, yes, I am working on figuring out how to get our hands on tickets. So just message me privately on that. We're joined this morning by Allison Fillmore. She is the executive director of the Tour Championship. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's great to have you. I appreciate you making time. You got a big event in just a couple of weeks. So really grateful that you had the time to swing by and visit with us. Before we get into our conversation around everything around the Tour Championship, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. Been in Atlanta since about 2002. Been in sports all my life, originally from Cleveland, Ohio. Came to Atlanta and worked for the Falcons, the Atlanta Dream, and Atlanta Motor Speedway, and started with the PGA Tour in May of 2017. So haven't looked back since.
Outstanding.
What a fun career.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Tour Championship. I know it's coming up very quickly.
It is. September 19th to the 23rd at Eastlake Golf Club. The 30 best players in the world come to Atlanta. They compete all year round on the PGA Tour to vie for the golf's biggest prize, which is the FedEx Cup. And these guys work their butts off all year round just to get the opportunity to come to Eastlake. Every single one of their goals is that. So from, you know, Tiger to Ricky Fowler to Jordan Spieth to Rory McIlroy, these guys are the best of the best. And they come and join us at Eastlake Golf Club to compete for $10 million.
Wow.
Pretty neat prize.
Well, for $10 million, I would join in play too. So just for the benefit of the audience, now, certainly around here, people are familiar with the Masters, and we've heard of the British Open or the Open Championship or the PGA, which just happened a few weeks ago, and certainly the U.S. Open. But I worry that there are still some people that aren't familiar with this Tour Championship, and let alone, you know, the FedEx Cup. Can you kind of walk us through what that is? And I'd be intrigued to hear your thoughts. I feel like this thing is significantly growing in stature, and it's now rivaling these majors in terms of a key critical event.
It absolutely is. The FedEx Cup is basically golf's playoff system. So every single year, they start with the Safeway Open and points kind of start over from there. And they work all year round in order to make it to the playoffs. And they're basically weighted depending on points. So one tournament, a regular PGA Tour event is weighted a certain way. A World Golf Championship is weighted higher. And then a major is weighted the highest. A major usually gives you about 600 points to win. A World Golf Championship, 550. And then just a general PGA Tour tournament, 500. And I know it can get a little confusing, but depending upon where they fall within those standings, those points are weighted. And then for the playoffs, they make it, it's the top 125 that go to the Northern Trust this year. And then they whittle it down to 70 over at, I can't remember if it's 70 or if it's 100 for Dell up in Boston. And then they go to BMW, and then the final 30 come down to the Tour Championship. So. And the playoff events are weighted heavily compared to just a general PGA Tour event as well. So the person with the most points at the end wins.
So you could win the Tour Championship event in Atlanta, but still not be the FedEx Cup champion.
Correct. Okay. That happened last year, actually. Yep. Xander Schauffele barely won. His putt basically circled the cup, and it fell in to win the Tour Championship. And Justin Thomas came and won the FedEx Cup. But
it
would have flipped, if Justin would have won the tournament, I mean, he would have been just the single winner.
How long has this been going on now? This has been around for a little while.
So the first tournament was in 1998 at Eastlake Golf Club. It flip-flopped back and forth from Houston to Atlanta for a couple of years. And back in 2004, solidified its place here in Atlanta and has been here ever since.
So it's permanently here now.
Yes, correct.
So who are the favorites competing this year for the FedEx Cup?
Well, we have Tiger Woods actually did so well at the PGA Championship where he ended up moving up 27 spots in the FedEx Cup rankings to 20th. So that's really exciting. I mean, Dustin Johnson right now is number one in points. Brooks Koepka, who won the PGA Championship, is up to third. Justin Thomas, he's one of my favorite players. He's at second. So there's a lot of... This is probably one of the heaviest fields I've seen in a long time in golf in the Tour Championship. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough, no doubt about it, but boys, it's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, it's going to be awesome to watch. You know, the great thing about Eastlake is that you can get so up close and personal with those players. I mean, you're right there on the rope line watching them. It's really amazing. Not many tournaments can offer that type of accessibility.
Well, I can vouch for that. I've attended the Tour Championship several times, and it is a very intimate close environment with these guys, and you're right in the thick of it. And I mean, it's really, really exciting stuff. Talk about Eastlake. I mean, that's worth the price of admission just itself. It's such a beautiful course, and the structure is so lovely. Take a quick second, tell us about Eastlake.
Eastlake was the oldest golf club in Atlanta. It's created in 1904. It is the home course of Bobby Jones, the first place he played, the last place he played. That's why we affectionately say it ends where it all began. You have some amazing players that have come out of Eastlake, you know, with Bobby Jones, Alexis Sterling, who she was an amazing player, Watts Gunn, Charlie Yates, Charlie Harrison, you name it. There's been so many successful players that have come out of Eastlake. And, you know, the area, unfortunately, kind of fell by the wayside and wasn't the greatest area for a long time. Tom Cousins came in 1994 and he purchased the club and really changed that area and made it probably one of the most sought after areas to live in Atlanta today. They created the Eastlake Foundation, which in turn has this cradle to college education that where they take children from the age of 6 weeks old and follow them through high school to make sure that they're successful.
Wow.
They've changed that area so much. And it's, in fact, I just moved there about last week. So it's a really exciting time for Eastlake.
No doubt about it. All right. Allison, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
And we're back with Allison Fillmore, the executive director of the Tour Championship. So, Allison, gosh, I think if you read between the lines, you can, from our first half of the conversation, figure out some of the answer to this next question. But what do the fans really love about the Tour Championship?
Well, the fans really love the accessibility to the players. You've got the top 30 best players in the world that are going to be there. But something new that's going on this year that I know golf fans are going to be super excited about is something called the 1904 Club. We are changing the clubhouse to really be the utmost exclusive hospitality venue at the Tour Championship, from celebrity chefs to concierge service to valet parking to an all-inclusive food and beverage experience. Beautiful views of golf on 9 and 15. You name it, this place is going to be the hopping place. It really is. Limited to only 500 members. During the week, we'll have Chef Nan and Dee Dee from Nan's Fine Dining. You're going to have Kevin Rathbun, Kevin Gillespie, Chris Hall. These guys are going to be out there, you know, making their signature dishes, shaking hands with the patrons that'll be inside. I mean, and then you've also got the players that walk around the clubhouse. I mean, what golf fan wouldn't want to be a part of that? They actually get to rub elbows with the Tiger Woods and the Justin Thomases of the world. So it's an amazing experience golf fans are absolutely going
to
love.
What's the hashtag that I need to append to my selfie?
Hashtag 1904 Club Rocks.
I like it. I imagine there'll be a lot of selfies taken.
Yes, there will be.
Awesome. So for those who aren't necessarily golf fans but want to go to this event because it sounds really cool, what can they expect at the tournament?
So we've really taken into account of, you know, potentially that there are going to be fans that aren't really familiar with golf. Right. So we're creating an event. It's not just a golf tournament. So there's a wine lounge that will be out on 8th Fairway. We're working with Atlanta restaurants such as Tin Lizzie's, U-Joint, Fox Brothers, Steinbeck's. Going to have local Atlanta fare out on the golf course. Up on the 12th hole, we have something called, I know that's a little ironic, but it's called the 19th hole. Sponsored by our partner, Grey Goose. So they have a Grey Goose Lounge. Uber is partnering with us today to create a rideshare lounge with Arby's. I mean, we've got so many different things that are going on around the tournament. Coca-Cola is going to be partnering with Acme Oysters. They'll have a space on 8 Green, an activation. Well, they'll have a putting, areas to putt. They'll have a simulator. They'll have a photo booth. I mean, there's going to be a lot of different things.
So you could go to this tournament and never even watch golf. You could just hang out and do cool experiences.
Then you've got the So Cool Zone where we've got the aquarium will bring out some of their animals that are there. Ooh. You know, you've got merchandise. We've got big TVs to be watching college football and professional football on Saturday and Sunday. So you're never going to miss anything.
So this is really a family event now. See, I would always think that the spouse was being dragged against his or her will to this thing, but the family can really look forward to, there's some amazing stuff. We haven't even scratched the list. There's still more things to talk about here.
Absolutely. Kids get in for free. Kids 18 and under get in for free. So one ticket adult gets in four children.
Oh my gosh, what a great deal.
Yes, it really is. So bring your entire family out. It's pretty inexpensive.
So what is the So Cool Zone?
The So Cool Zone, that's something that's sponsored by our great partner, Southern Company. Uh-huh. And Southern Company wanted to create a space that was a very cool space. So there's shaded seating, there's interactive exhibits, there's concessions, there's merchandise. Nice. But it's kind of our centralized point within the golf course that folks can go to relax and enjoy themselves.
Sounds nice.
What are your recommendations on how to get there and how to park? Any thoughts there?
Yes. We have a couple different ways. Honestly, the best thing is to take Uber. But if, like Atlantans, they love to be in their cars. From Wednesday to Friday, we'll be parking at Georgia State Stadium. And on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be parking at Solaris Amphitheater at Lakewood. So make sure to get there. There'll be transportation, nice buses that will take you to and from the tournament. So it's simple and easy.
So this is a full throttle 4-day tournament, correct?
Correct. So you've got Thursday through Sunday is actual match, is play. And then Wednesday is practice rounds.
Okay. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes the practice rounds are more fun. Because the golfers are much looser and they're more conversational with the crowd and all that. So I'd recommend that too. Now, are all these family-friendly activities, are these ongoing all 5 days?
Well, majority of the venues are open Thursday through Sunday. But yes, there's things going on all week long. And I'm remiss to say that actually on Monday, this was just announced recently that Southern Company prepares an event called Tee Up ATL. And it's an event that's at the College Football Hall of Fame where they throw the event to celebrate the tour championship. And they have Big Boy will be doing a concert to promote the tournament. So excited about that. And then on Tuesday, we have the Payne Stewart Award presented by Southern Company as well. So Southern Company and Coca-Cola are proud partners and we couldn't do any of this without them. Mm-hmm. So they're great partners. They really
are. I bet.
So what should attendees know about East Lake before they visit as far as what to bring, what not to bring?
Bring sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Definitely bring sunscreen. Just like any event nowadays, the bag policies, you know, make sure you check the website, tourchampionship.com before you come. They will have different alerts on what you can do. Something really neat this year that we're doing is something called Fan Journeys, where they can actually go onto our app. And if you're a foodie or a socialite or just a serious golf fan, it has journeys around the golf course what you're interested in doing. So if you're a golf fan and you want to see, you know, our iconic island hole on 15 or be there at 18, it will kind of tell you where to go. If you really like food, it'll talk to you about all the different restaurants. So that drama or that social seeker, you know, it'll tell you about all the different locations where you can do fun things. So
just remembering what a great finishing hole 18 is.
It is.
Any other hole? I mean, for us fans of the game and who have been participating and watching this great event for years kind of know the secrets of where to be and what. But to someone who's new to this, who we're trying to get excited about golf and certainly this event, are there any cheat sheets you can give us in terms of the good places to sit and make up camp to watch the tournament action?
Well, 15 is always a great one. We have some great shaded bleachers on 15 and on 18, also on first tee as well. But some of my favorite spots are on the front nine, just going up to, you know, the tee box on 6, I believe, is where you can actually, it's the highest point in Atlanta, and you can actually see all of downtown. It's pretty amazing. This year, something new that we're doing is we're flipping the entrance from one side to the other. So our main entrance will actually be off of Glenwood Avenue this year, because coming in through Alston Drive, which is great, you have this wow factor when you walk in. You see this beautiful clubhouse in front of you, as well as the lake and the front nine and the back nine. It's an amazing view once you walk in. So I would suggest like sitting on the hill right there at 14 or right there by 15T, because it's an easy in and out.
I got to tell you, from my experience, whenever I would go to a golf tournament, certainly the Tour Championship is no exception, I had much more fun sitting on a tee box than sitting around a green. Mm-hmm. And the reason is I had fun because you can get really pretty tight to the players in those tee boxes, right? And so you're just, you know, in some cases a few feet away, and you can hear the caddy and the player kind of strategizing and talking about what clubs they're going to use, and which is just fascinating to hear. And just the explosion of these golf balls come off the club when you're right next to it.
And you hear that ding.
Oh. And then, you know, the 1,000 guys saying, "You're the man," and all that kind of stuff. It's just, I find that a lot more exciting than being on a green. Greens are obviously, if you're a golf fan, I mean, there's a lot of drama there too.
Well, it's much more exciting to watch them take that massive swing than this little dinky putt in the hole.
So does the Tour Championship benefit a charity?
Actually, the PGA Tour gives more back to charity than any of the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA combined.
Really?
Last year, they gave over $180 million back to charity. Last year, our tournament alone gave back $2.5 million back to the Eastlake Foundation, as well as the First Tee of Atlanta. And this year, we are broadening our philanthropic impact, and we're including the Grove Park Foundation on the west side, as well as Purpose Built Schools Atlanta on the south side. So we can truly say that we are an all-encompassing Atlanta event.
Wow.
We're really excited about that. It's amazing what you see the Eastlake neighborhood and the transformation that the Tour Championship has done in that neighborhood. And we're looking to make an impact as well in the Grove Park area, as well as Purpose Built Schools.
Very nice.
Well, commend you on those noble efforts.
Thank you.
I know that neighborhood, I credit that tournament a lot with that neighborhood's revitalization, no doubt about it. Lots of parts of that, but tournament was a big piece. So, all right. Well, Allison, I know you got to get back to Eastlake to get things ready for this great event. Before we let you go, a couple of things. Should anyone need to contact you with any questions or learn more about the Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup, and most importantly, where can they get their hands on tickets? Where do they go?
Absolutely. They go to www.tourchampionship.com, and all the information is right there, how to contact the staff, as well as tickets, hospitality options, you name it.
Okay. Allison Fillmore, the executive director of the Tour Championship, my new most important friend. Thanks for joining us. And good luck with this great, great event.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.